mansioningles.com presenta
Lección 6. Perdido en Chicago.
Lesson 6. Lost in Chicago.
Rick está hablando en su móvil con Stephanie. Escucha y contesta las preguntas. 1. ¿A qué ciudad va Rick? 2. ¿Cómo va a viajar?
Hey, Stephanie, what are you doing? You're what? Are you working? Oh, you're having coffee. Who are you talking to? Oh, say hi. Me? I'm going to the airport. No, it's today. I'm flying to Chicago. The plane leaves at 7. Yeah. Sure, babe. Listen, my taxi's arriving right now. I love you too. Bye, honey.
Contesta las preguntas. 1. ¿A qué ciudad va Rick?
Chicago.
2. ¿Cómo va a viajar?
By plane.
Por avión. ¿Te acuerdas a qué hora sale el vuelo? Pues a las 7.
The plane leaves at 7.
El presente continuo o presente progresivo equivale en español a la forma presente del verbo estar más el gerundio del verbo que se conjuga. Escucha.
What are you doing?
¿Qué estás haciendo?
I'm having coffee.
Estoy tomando café. Se forma con el presente del verbo
to be
más el verbo en infinitivo más ing. Escucha.
Live. Living. He's living in Paris. Work. Working. I'm working late. Go. Going. Where are you going? Come. Coming. They're coming by car, etc.
La negativa se forma colocando el
not
después del verbo
to be.
Escucha.
I am not working.
No estoy trabajando.
She is not working.
No está trabajando.
We are not working.
No estamos trabajando. Escucha y repite la forma contraída.
I'm not working. She's not working. We're not working. He's not going. She's not drinking. I'm not going. She's not dancing.
La forma interrogativa se construye con el presente de
to be
más el sujeto más el verbo en la forma ing. Escucha.
Are you going? Is she driving? Am I working?
Escucha y repite.
Are they playing? Are you listening? Is she coming? Am I working? Is he driving? Are we going? Is it raining? Are they having a party?
Escucha de nuevo a Rick hablando en su móvil. ¿Cuántas frases y preguntas formadas con el presente continuo puedes identificar?
Hey, Stephanie, what are you doing? You're what? Are you working? Oh, you're having coffee. Who are you talking to? Oh, say hi. Me? I'm going to the airport. No, it's today. I'm flying to Chicago. The plane leaves at 7. Yeah. Sure, babe. Listen, my taxi's arriving right now. I love you too. Bye, honey.
Nosotros contamos 7 frases y preguntas. Escucha y repítelas.
What are you doing? Are you working? Oh, you're having coffee. Who are you talking to? I'm going to the airport. I'm flying to Chicago. My taxi's arriving. Right now.
Significa ahora mismo.
My taxi's arriving right now.
Está llegando mi taxi ahora mismo. Repite.
My taxi's arriving right now. My taxi's arriving right now.
Escucha algunos sonidos y adivina qué está pasando. Habla después del tono. Luego escucha la frase en inglés y repítela en voz alta.
The baby's crying. He's cooking. They're having a party. Rick's playing the saxophone.
What is your point?
Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. What
did you say
to you, man? It hasn't come
keep
up.
Thinking about me.
You see the attitude you come up with.
They're arguing. He's having a shower. They're moving furniture.
Go. I rose up to my feet and walked out of the door. 5 quarters in my pocket, 1 track in my jacket. 1 mind, 1 soul, 2 million.
She's listening to music. They're watching football. The dog's barking. The phone's ringing. He's sleeping. He's driving. It's raining. They're dancing the tango.
Escucha los sonidos de nuevo y contesta la pregunta para practicar la negación. Sigue el ejemplo y habla después del sonido. Ejemplo.
Is the dog barking? No, the dog isn't barking, the baby's crying. 1. Is he sleeping? No. He isn't sleeping, he's driving. 2. Is she listening to music? No. She isn't listening to music, she's having a shower. 3. Are they moving furniture? No, they're not moving furniture, they're watching football. 4. Is he cooking? No, he isn't cooking, he's playing the saxophone. 5. Is the phone ringing? No, the phone isn't ringing, the dog's barking. 6. Are they watching football? No, they're not watching football, they're having a party. 7. Is he having a shower? No, he's not having a shower, he's sleeping. 8. Are they listening to music?
What'd you say?
What is your point?
Nothing, as far as I'm concerned.
What did you say?
To you, man, that hasn't...
No, they're not listening to music, they're arguing.
Escucha y repite.
What are you doing? Doing. You doing. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you having a shower? Shower. Having a shower. Are you having a shower? Are you having a shower? Is she making lunch? Lunch. Making lunch. Is she making lunch? Is she making lunch? Is he sleeping? Is he? Is he? Is he sleeping? Is he sleeping? Is it raining? Raining. Is it? Is it? Is it raining?
Ten cuidado con la diferencia entre
What do you do? Present simple.
Y
What are you doing? Present continuous.
Se usa el
Present simple
con valor general para expresar algo que ocurre habitualmente o con cierta frecuencia. Escucha.
I work in an office every day.
Trabajo en un despacho todos los días.
I don't watch football very often.
No veo el fútbol muy a menudo.
What do you usually do on Saturdays?
¿Qué haces normalmente los sábados? Se usa el
present continuous
para expresar algo que está ocurriendo ahora en el momento de hablar. Escucha.
I'm working.
Estoy trabajando.
I'm not watching it.
No lo estoy viendo.
She's having a shower at the moment.
Ella está duchándose ahora mismo. Escucha un diálogo corto y contesta las preguntas.
1.
¿Cuál es el trabajo de la chica?
2.
¿Qué está haciendo ahora mismo?
What do you do?
I'm a secretary.
What are you doing now?
I'm sending an email.
Contesta.
1.
¿Cuál es el trabajo de la chica?
She's a secretary. 2.
¿Qué está haciendo ahora mismo?
She's sending an email.
Escucha otro diálogo y contesta esta pregunta. ¿Qué está haciendo la mujer?
Are you doing anything interesting at the moment?
Well, I'm studying.
You're studying, really?
Yes, I am, actually.
So what are you studying?
Spanish.
You're studying Spanish. That's great. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. Gracias.
Contesta. ¿Qué está haciendo la mujer?
She's studying Spanish.
Está estudiando español. Escucha.
What are you studying?
¿Qué estás estudiando? Repite.
What are you studying? What are you studying? Are you doing anything interesting at the moment?
¿Estás haciendo o haces algo interesante actualmente? Repite.
At the moment. Interesting at the moment. Anything interesting at the moment? Are you doing anything interesting at the moment? Are you doing anything interesting at the moment?
Hay sustantivos contables e incontables. Escuche y repite algunos ejemplos de los sustantivos contables.
A secretary. An email. A shower. A saxophone. A party.
Los sustantivos contables pueden ser singular o plural. Escucha y repite.
Your shower. Two showers. The email. Some emails. My party. The parties. A dog. Four dogs.
Normalmente no se dice el singular solo.
Party. Email, secretary.
Acompáñalo de
a
o
an.
Se dice
Are you having a party?
No se dice
Are you having party?
Se dice
I'm a secretary.
No se dice
I'm secretary.
Se dice
I sent an email.
No se dice
I sent email.
Escucha ejemplos de algunos sustantivos incontables.
Money, coffee, rice,
arroz,
beer, chocolate, oil,
aceite. A los sustantivos incontables no se les puede anteponer el artículo indeterminado ni admiten plural. Escucha y repite.
My money. Some beer. Not much chocolate. The coffee. I've got some money.
Tengo algo de dinero.
Would you like some chocolate? Can I have some more rice, please? Put some oil on the salad.
Para indicar una cierta cantidad se dice
a piece of, a glass of, a bottle of, etc.
Escucha. Un poco de queso.
A piece of cheese.
Una lata de cerveza.
A can of beer.
Una barra de chocolate.
A bar of chocolate.
Un bol de arroz.
A bowl of rice.
Una taza de café.
A cup of coffee.
Un paquete de azúcar.
A packet of sugar.
Una pieza de música.
A piece of music.
Una botella de vino.
A bottle of wine.
Un vaso de agua.
A glass of water.
Un papel.
A piece of paper.
Observa que se pronuncian las palabras
a
y
of
de forma muy débil. Repite.
A can of. A can of beer. A can of beer. A bar of chocolate. Bar of. A bar of chocolate. A bowl of rice. Bowl of. Bowl of rice. A bowl of rice. A cup of coffee. Cup of. A cup of. A cup of coffee. A packet of sugar. Sugar. Packet of. Packet of sugar. A packet of sugar. A piece of music. Piece of. A piece of music. A bottle of wine. Bottle of. A bottle of wine. A glass of water. Glass of. A glass of. A glass of water. A piece of paper. Piece of. Piece of paper. A piece of paper.
El adjetivo
some
se traduce como unos, unas, algunos, algunas, un poco de o algo de. Necesito dinero. Escucha.
I need some money.
Repite.
I need some money.
¿Te apetece un poco de pastel?
Would you like some cake?
Repite.
Would you like some cake?
¿Quieres escuchar algo de música?
Do you want to listen to some music?
Repite.
Do you want to listen to some music?
Repasemos un poco de vocabulario. Tema, comida. Y veremos si los sustantivos son contables o incontables.
Milk.
Leche, incontable. Repite.
Some milk. Can I have some milk, please? Apple.
Manzana, contable. Repite.
An apple. Would you like an apple? Bread.
Pan, incontable. Repite.
Some bread. I'd like some bread. Butter.
Mantequilla, incontable. Repite.
Some butter. Can I have some butter? Egg.
Huevo, contable. Repite.
An egg. I'll have two eggs, please. Biscuit.
Galleta, contable. Repite.
A biscuit. Would you like a biscuit with your tea? Meat.
Carne, incontable. Repite.
Some meat. A piece of meat. That's a nice piece of meat. Cereal.
Cereal, incontable. Repite.
Some cereal. I'll have some cereal for breakfast. Salad.
Ensalada, contable. Repite.
A salad. I'd like a salad, please. Toast.
Tostadas, incontable. Repite.
A piece of toast. How many pieces of toast?
Aunque en español las tostadas son contables, en inglés la palabra
toast
no lo es.
Mushrooms.
Champiñones. Contable. Repite.
Steak with mushrooms, please. Chips.
Patatas fritas. Contables. Repite.
More chips. Can I have some more chips?
Observa que utilizamos el
some
con los sustantivos contables en plural. Por ejemplo,
some chips.
Algunas patatas fritas. Y también con los incontables en las oraciones afirmativas. Por ejemplo,
I'll have some milk.
Tomaré un poco de leche. La palabra
any
se utiliza para los sustantivos contables en plural cuando la oración es negativa. Por ejemplo,
I don't have any tomatoes.
No tengo tomates. Y para los sustantivos incontables cuando la oración es negativa. Por ejemplo,
I don't have any milk.
No tengo leche. También se utiliza
any
para hacer las preguntas. Por ejemplo,
is there any milk?
¿Hay leche?
Are there any biscuits?
¿Hay galletas? Se puede utilizar el
some
en las preguntas para pedir cosas y ofrecer cosas. Por ejemplo,
can I have some coffee? Would you like some cake?
Escucha y repite.
Is there any fruit? Are there any vegetables? Would you like some orange juice? Can I have some more coffee? We don't have any beer.
Helado en inglés es
ice cream.
Escucha.
There isn't any ice cream.
Repite.
There isn't any ice cream. Can I have some ice cream? Would you like some wine? Do you have any pasta? Can I have some water?
Hielo en inglés es...
Ice.
Escucha.
I'd like some ice.
Me gustaría un poco de hielo. Repite.
I'd like some ice. I'd like some ice, please. Would you like some ice? Would you like some ice?
Rick está perdido en Chicago. Escucha una conversación para saber a dónde quiere ir Rick.
Where does Rick want to go?
Ahora escucha y contesta la pregunta.
Excuse me, I'm lost. Can you help me, please?
Sure, where do you want to go?
I'm looking for the Embassy Hotel.
The Embassy? Yes, it's not far. Go down this street and turn left at the supermarket. Go down Grand Avenue and it's on the right next to the bank.
Great, thanks very much.
No problem.
Contesta la pregunta.
Where does Rick want to go? To the Embassy Hotel.
Escuche y repite las siguientes expresiones. Perdone, ¿puede ayudarme, por favor?
Excuse me, can you help me, please? Help me, please. Can you help me, please? Excuse me, can you help me, please?
¿Dónde está la estación?
Where's the station?
Contracción.
Where is the station? Where's the station?
Repite.
Where's the station?
¿Cómo se puede ir?
How can I get there? Get there. I get there. How can I get there?
¿A qué distancia está?
How far is it?
Está lejos.
It's far.
¿Me lo puede indicar?
Can you show me? Show me. You show me. Can you show me?
Gire en el semáforo.
Turn at the traffic lights.
Gire en la esquina.
Turn at the corner.
Gire a la izquierda.
Turn left.
Gire a la derecha.
Turn right.
Detrás de.
Behind.
Está detrás del hotel.
It's behind the hotel.
Enfrente de.
In front of.
Está enfrente del supermercado.
It's in front of the supermarket.
Al lado de.
Next to.
Está al lado del cine.
It's next to the cinema.
Frente a.
Opposite.
Está frente al banco.
It's opposite the bank.
Todo recto.
Straight ahead.
Está todo recto.
It's straight ahead.
Está a la izquierda.
It's on the left.
Está a la derecha.
It's on the right.
Está cerca.
It's near.
A pie.
On foot.
Escucha.
I'm looking for the Embassy Hotel.
I'm looking for the Embassy Hotel.
Repite.
I'm looking for...
Escucha. Busco el banco.
I'm looking for the bank.
Repite.
I'm looking for the bank. I'm looking for the bank.
Repite la frase anterior sustituyendo
the bank
por las siguientes palabras. Habla después del tono y luego repite la frase de nuevo.
The cinema. I'm looking for the cinema. The train station. I'm looking for the train station. An internet cafe. I am looking for an internet cafe. A supermarket. I'm looking for a supermarket. The police station. I'm looking for the police station. A post office. I'm looking for a post office. A chemist. I'm looking for a chemist.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CBD.